Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
It's a very special hour that all 60s music fans just love. Yes, it's time for old Dave the Rave to bring you my Relics and Rarity show. I dig into my box with those very cool 45s and some kind of goodies I have for you this week. The hits and the 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Instrumentals that puts me into a very special groove, yes it does, on the Blaun record label, B-L-A-U-N record label, Elliot Shavers. It's called Party Poppin' Part 1. I'm ready to get this party poppin'.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making you
Beatles, really, 1966, Nowhere Man. And I guess a Nowhere Man, if he had a child, it would be a Nobody's Child. That's the name of this record. Sergeant and the Pride on the Compass record label and Nobody's Child. And of course, well, from child to children, that's what we've got for you right now on the Relics Rarity Show. Nobody's Children.
There she goes. I bet I know what people are saying. He should have realized that this was just a game she was playing. She's done it to a dozen guys or more, and if he knows what's best for him, he'll let her go. I think about the way she's treated boys in the past, and if I had been smart, I would have known her love could not last. She lied.
Smashable 45 and a former Day of the Rave Discover of the Week. United Artists 45 from Nobody's Children called Let Her Go. We head down to Washington, D.C.
Blanket and a radio.
Stewart. Isn't he great? I know they still love his music down by the beaches in the Carolinas. How nice it is for the fall of 1965, only hitting number 97 on the national charts. Data Ray with all the records you crave. Top 40 radio of the 1960s, a disc jockey would yell out, name it and claim it, caller number one. You could win that record. I'd like to win that record. Daryl Stewart on the Wanda record label from 1969. Daryl Stewart out of Neptune, New Jersey with Name It and Claim It. There's another guy out of Neptune, New Jersey. Southside Johnny Lyon and the Asbury Jukes. he's talking about. I'm just a broke down piece of man, baby, without your love. Yes, I feel that record. That's the great Southside Johnny the Esbridge. It's a song originally done by these guys, Sam and Dave. Here's a rare one from Sam and Dave. Trying to find that record on the Alston record label. Never, never.
This is Relics and Rarities. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot.
Yeah.
Wave Wants to Dance. I want to dance to that record. Sure Shot 45 from the Rattles on the Mercury record label here in America. It's called Dance, from March of 1966. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Yes, I'm the one.
I'm the one who cares about you.
I don't know if I should blame the broadcasters back in 64 or the buying public. I mean, that only peaked to number 82 on the Billboard charts for Jerry and the Pacemakers on the Lori record label. But what a great 45. Isn't that? This is such a great tune. Jerry and the Pacemakers and I'm the One. That's what I told her. She said she doesn't want my love anymore.
Face like people.
So walk on out the door and don't look
dig you, that's for sure. Need some more dance from here in the No Static Attic. Lindsay Berry, that's what she told Dave the Rave. I don't want you no more on the Score record label. She shot me down. About me, yes, one of the kings of grunge and garage out of Tacoma, Washington, 1965 on the Etiquette record label, the Sonics. The Sonics and a great 45, a tune called Shot Down. Yes, I've been shot down. I'm gonna be blue.
See, my heart is breaking. Thank you.
really get the opportunity to play some really cool 45s for you. Those great lost 45s. You get to figure out what's going on with my life. The group known as the Ramadas. That's on the New World record label. And, of course, the Ramadas featured a guy by the name of Neil Ford out of Texas, who, of course, after the Ramadas, ended up forming Neil Ford and the Fanatics. And, of course, a favorite among many garage collectors. But that's early Neil Ford, once again, the Ramadas, and a tune called I'm Going to Be Blue. Most of you know Tainted Love by Soft Cell, but that was the early Lost 45, the original version of Tainted Love by Gloria Jones on the Champion record label.
All killer, no filler. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash! Hit number 77 on the Billboard charts. Out of West Palm Beach, Florida, they did it originally. Razor's Edge on the Power record label. And let's call it a day, girl.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I'm gonna wake you up early, cause I'm gonna take
Bit too much and phew, got hit. She slapped me. The Hondells and Little Honda, and on that same Mercury record label as the Hondells, that a year later from the Robin Hoods.
You can hear me cry when you pass by. You can see the tears fall from my eyes. You can see me stare. You can know how much I care. How much I care. Oh, how much I care. I care. I love you so.
The Robin Hoods, led by actually a fellow that's a big fan of the Relics of Rarity show, Peter Shelton. Peter Shelton, who hails from England, and although at the time that he got the recording contract, he was actually based in the Chicago area. But cool 45 on the Mercury record label. Once again, the Robin Hoods in a tune called Love You So. Let's make it three in a row on that Mercury record label.
You say that.
Just for kicks, I love you. Yeah, I love you.
playing all those great lost 45s for you. Like the song says, till I die. I hope that's a long time from now. That's the Size 7 group on the Mercury record label, a former Day of the Rave discovery of the week. And when I come back, out of 100,000 plus 45s, I will select one record for this week's brand new discovery of the week.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's discovery of the week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my discovery of the week. By the Noonie Ricket 4.
This is goodbye. No tears will I shed when you're gone from this heart. Someday you'll cry. Could suddenly go wrong.
Discovery of the week, Noonie Ricket, of the Noonie Ricket 4 on the Dimension record label, and it's in called Bye Bye Baby. That's a 45 that I actually discovered. I'm pretty certain I was watching the Chivalry TV show, and the funny thing about it is that I could never really quite make out the announcer saying which band that was doing that particular song, but on the drum set, you know, remember back in the 60s, a lot of the bands, they had the name of the band right on the drum set, so I'm like watching the tape. Because I had this on tape, the I believe, once again, the Chivalry TV show, kind of like an American Bandstand type of show, and I'm watching the tape back multiple times and trying to catch the angle, a camera angle, where you could actually see what name was on the drum set, and I finally figured it out to be Noonie Ricket. Noonie Ricket Ford, I was able to find a copy of that 45 on the Dimension record label. It's my discovery of the week. Write it down. It's a great tune called Bye Bye Baby.
Baby, is he looking after you? Is he showing you the same love, a warm love, just like we knew? Sometimes love's unkind, and sometimes you might feel blue. But remember now, darling, if his words are real, this will never, never happen.
sometimes love's unkind, and sometimes you might feel blue. But remember now, baby, if his words are real, this will never, never happen to you. Baby, baby, there's things I'd like to say. I was so in love with our love, we will get married someday.
Well, so I thought anyway. New Colony 6 out of Chicago. And things I'd like to say. Digger Ravel and the Denver Men taking us on out of here. Yes, taking us Surfside, a 45 year on the Capitol record label, closing out the Relics of Rarity show. I've run out of time, even though I got a whole bunch of really cool 45s left in my box. But there's always next week, folks. So make sure you make it on back next week. And of course, check out the archives at my website, www.davetherave.com, and take the Relics of Rarities Challenge. Think of a lost 45, a record they haven't heard in a long time, maybe something you heard like once and you're hoping to hear it again. Take the challenge. Contact me via email, dave@davetherave.com, or call me up if you'd like, 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.